Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello and welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 2, Episode 17.
17!
Yeah. We're driving.
Yeah.
Off a cliff.
That's a dream.
Today I'm joined by...
David Reed.
Yes.
Nice, nice.
Well done. Max Smith.
Yes.
Oh, no way. I'll never steal anything of Max's, like, no. Ever.
Wouldn't steal my heart.
No. No, not me.
And Tom Looney.
Yep.
Looney.
Thanks for having me.
Looney.
Back from a stint in the cells.
Yeah, man. In the stem cells.
Yeah. Yep. Oh.
Doing research.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
science.
Bonkers boy. Speaking of which.
Oh, I love this.
Look forward to this. We've got this week's clip. I'm sure this won't let us down.
You can't spell stem without sti.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah.
And that.
So let's talk about me this week.
Mad respect.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'd have done that.
Found a way.
Hey, in a way, you were a stem cell once.
Mm.
I don't know what that means. I'm too thick.
Like embryos in that eye show.
Dead on.
Thank you. Because you were the one I was hinting to for help.
To be fair, I don't think Dave has gone past the fetal stage yet.
It's all going on in my head.
Anyway. It was bank holiday. People went places. People stayed in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, where'd you go?
I went down to the county of Bedfordshire. I stayed in Luton and made the daily trip to Harlington, just north of Luton. Nice little village. Luton, not so good.
I've only ever heard of Luton Airport and the team Luton.
Yeah.
And Stacey Dooley did a show in Luton.
How come you travelled down to them areas?
Family.
Oh,
seeing some
right.
Family,
yeah,
just
yeah.
Spending some time building some relationships.
Yeah?
Get those bridges built.
The younger generation, the kids.
Cool. Did you inspire them?
I hope so.
Did you scare them with your looniness? Were they warned before they came? Uncle Looney
well,
comes to town.
One of them is Rachel, if you're watching. She's 10 and she watches the videos.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
So sorry.
Yeah.
Dear God, for what you've heard.
Yeah.
If I have to see Cameron Green on occasions, you know, he's a charismatic man. She may have on his wall. Mm. As in the posters.
On the wall.
I didn't make that clear at all. She's not selling the tape, I assume. I don't know what merch would work for us.
Cam.
Yeah, if you had to have like a...
Pillowcases.
For Dave, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be happy with pillowcases.
If people would buy anything.
You'd be surprised on tour they wouldn't.
I think something really impractical.
Something with something wrong written on it.
Stephen, do you want to give some of your merch to the homeless? Might draw up some support, you know? They didn't want it.
Rough bedding.
Yeah.
What day's Thursday?
Yeah, spelled Thursday wrong. Yeah. Not my job.
That happened.
Yeah.
Oh. Was it just me just making that up?
Yeah. How would you rate Luton out of 10?
A 4.
No.
Okay.
I really struggled for food. There's the main square is just dominated by Wetherspoons and nothing else. I couldn't get any food late at night. There was nowhere open.
This is a
bank holiday.
Yeah.
You giving out advice like this, sort of could be a new segment called Tom Tom.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah. Or Vladimir Luton.
Oh!
You
it only works with that one say.
Oh,
you mean to Luton this week, Tom? Oh, no.
Vladimir. It was fine, though. It was all right. I mean, it's just a town. I think it kind of, you get spoiled in Manchester, I can do anything. It's a 24-hour city.
Can't do anything.
You can't do anything.
Can't kill someone.
You can.
I suppose you can.
You just be frowned
upon. Be in trouble. Yeah. It's more than frowned.
whereas Luton is rife for murder.
Can't swim in lava. There you go. There's one for
you. Again, you can, but you die straight away.
I don't know where you're doing that, though.
Yeah, like in Finland.
Oh, the old centers. Lava pits down in Manchester.
You never seen them?
Keep your distance and your mask on.
But no, I had a nice time. You know, nice to spend some time in the south. Beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, I agree.
Check it then. Yeah. Dave.
Yep.
Your family came up.
They did.
Because you can only have a certain amount of southerners.
Yeah.
In each area of the world.
You had to meet at the border.
Room.
Exactly, yeah. Give him a ticket, go, he's with me.
They said, no, we're not.
Fucking keep him, mate.
Have you seen us?
He's fucking covered in lava, the div.
Just fucking killed someone.
Hence my frown.
It's good to see you. Yeah.
So, Dave, your family came up.
Yeah, it was nice to see him. Even my grandmama come up. So it was, don't call her that.
Just, Grandmama.
I thought I'd save it for the podcast.
They all come up. It was when the World Cup was... football was on.
Football.
The Champions League.
City versus Chelsea. Yeah. And we were getting an Uber into town, like into the city, to have a few boozer up.
That's
and they were like,
booze her up. Yeah. Nan.
She's a bit boring.
Are you trying to get me drunk?
I was getting into the town doing that and everything. And the bloke, the Uber driver, was like, I'd keep quiet when you're going, because they all might think you're Chelsea fans. I was like, because your southern accent.
Oh, some people just look for trouble, don't they?
Oh, mate, I'd watch yourself. So my grandma was going, all the blues. But Man
Both
City
teams
song. Oh, yeah. All the light blues are in
I love
air.
That song.
And incidentally, that's all she can say now.
She was punched by a Chelsea fan. <hasn't she? laughs>
A stop clock is right once a...
That's why they took her out.
Yeah.
Finally.
She was meant to do the opening song, but it was nice to see him. It was good to have him up. Yeah. I had to borrow a chair from James.
He has his uses.
Did he bring it over?
He didn't. No. Oh, he said, you can come get it, though.
Power play.
It'll cost you an extra 4%.
Yeah. Of yours, Dick. Yeah.
Person. Lovely to see him. Like I say, my sister come up as well. She was wanted to go to all the places Molly May had been to.
Starbucks. Tommy for his cock.
No, we've all been
We was looking around for Molly May.
Mention that on the podcast.
Stephen Lights next week.
Yeah.
Max.
Hello.
What'd you get up to?
So much stuff. Went to a little eatery in Manchester.
Yeah. What day was this?
Saturday.
It's not like you.
Could have been out with a...
We're going to bump into each other.
Yeah, there's a woman.
Bump into him.
There's a woman screaming all the light. I thought I'd give it a miss. Northern Grill. That was fun. Sandwich place.
Who'd you go with?
My girlfriend.
Brings it up every week.
I'm a lucky man.
You and your fucking grandmama.
Grandmama. Oh, the light blues.
What else? Not much.
It's been hot out, hasn't it?
Yeah, man. I had a fan blowing on me
24/7. Hey.
Oh, that's crass.
Yeah. Oh, the light blues. Yeah, that was fun. Not much else, just gaming.
Less chanty.
It was the Friends reunion.
I heard horrible things about it.
All I heard was James Corden's voice. That's enough to put me in a bad mood.
Yeah.
He gets where water doesn't. And you know what? It's his voice that isn't his real voice. It's his American TV voice. And he's like, so Max... You're on the podcast, you know.
Yeah.
What's it like? Talk to me.
That was really fun. Gonna hang out with my friends all the time.
Yeah, I didn't actually care for the answer. I was just giving an example of how he speaks.
His eyes lit up then.
Finally.
He cares.
His voice is just, yeah.
So, obviously, I think we discussed this when it was announced that the people that were going to be involved, and we kind of knew what kind of show it was going to be.
It wasn't
really for me. But then I saw some of the teasers, and it was just them talking about stuff and reminiscing. I thought, I guess I could watch that.
It's better than I anticipated.
Yeah,
but I haven't watched the actual reunion. So, yeah, James Corden, I imagine that would have been.
He's not too bad. I think they edited him out quite a bit.
Okay, good.
I think that Rachel was the most annoying one, Jennifer Aniston.
Really?
Every time someone was speaking, she was like, oh, it's my turn to talk. Like it was going on about something. Like they were doing the quiz, and they knew the answer, and then she was shouting them over them. Like, I know the answer.
Well,
yeah, I suppose.
A lot of them have had cocaine issues.
I was going to say,
Matthew Perry has.
Yeah,
he was an alcoholic as well.
Didn't Joey have? Was it just Matthew Perry? I don't know.
Well, he's famously had a drug problem, hasn't he?
Yeah.
The others, I don't know. Maybe they've. Yeah. I'm sure they've dabbled.
Shouldn't libel Matt LeBlanc, man.
No.
Obviously, I'm seeing him now in a lot of kind of memes and stuff.
Mm. Him sitting down.
Oh, yeah. So you bought those jeans with rips in already? The good one.
That's fine.
Good one. Yeah.
Like it, the one where it says, your dad watching you open your Christmas presents, having no idea.
Or your dad having a conversation with one of your friends desperately trying to remember what their name is.
Good fun.
Yeah, well, that's a good one. Fun. Good
little
one.
Meme review.
Yeah. That could be a thing.
Could be. Tom's meme review.
Could be.
Biggest YouTubers does it, though.
PewDiePie. What sites are you going on?
PewDiePie.
It's not time for the news. Oh, hang on. No, shit. Oh. Bank holiday. I went and met up with a load of famous people.
That's what I do. Oh, nice.
You know, I was there for a business reason, of course. I always am. And I got them all drunk. And basically, I just recorded them saying stuff about the podcast. So
can we have some names dropped?
You can just hear for yourself, mate.
Know this.
Hey there, I'm Billy Connolly, and you're listening to the Stephen Chase podcast.
Cheers, Billy. No, he was a good laugh. He wasn't the only famous person there.
Oh, really?
Check this.
Meth me. Hi, I'm Chris Eubank, and if you want to be the best, you got to listen to the best. And that's the Stephen Tries podcast. Thank you.
Wow. I thought it was IMAX bringing all the A-listers.
Oh, no, you're bringing it all the way.
These are real.
Mm-hmm. So you've really shit on our weekends.
Yeah.
Well, yes, you can say that.
Me going out to eat seems pointless now.
My parents come out.
And then still, you should eat.
Calories.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Fuel you. Too many of them.
Spending time with your loved ones.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, the news. It was the Champions League final.
Yeah.
Mm. Boring affair, I thought.
It did.
Oh, really boring.
Drab, in my opinion. Max, you found a great story.
Yeah, I did.
Someone returned a vinyl 48 years late. He said, "It's quite late and I'm quite sorry." And that annoys me. You're either sorry or you're not. Quite sorry doesn't cut it. 48 years and I'm quite sorry.
Sitting
on the
quite
fence.
Sorry.
Yeah.
What about very sorry? Can you flick for that?
Well, that's not
too
what
late.
Said.
It's not what he said, you know.
He said something. He said what?
I'm quite sorry.
It's also very late. Yeah. You know, 48 years is very late.
I mean, late's almost not enough to even describe that.
No,
you know?
People have died.
Yeah, 25 years.
Couldn't even begin to list.
No.
Wars have come and gone.
Yep.
Spill a bit out for those that have died.
Yeah. Boom.
Shit. <that laptop.
laughs> Harambe.
Borders have been redrawn.
I swear he was recent. five-year revolution.
Resignation.
Resignation.
Resignation. Yeah. I'm out.
He resigned from this world.
As he was clapped away.
I hang my hat. Yep.
And then he went, I'm not fucking leaving. And the whole zoo erupted. Anyway, he was fined. Guess how much, Max, you know. So,
yeah, I'm going to stay out of this one.
£3.60.
60 quid.
Go on, Max.
It was $1,748.
How much did he pay?
148, I think.
Right, that's just not enough, is it?
Not at all. This guy. He went to a public library, which is funded through tax dollars.
Mm. Yeah, sure.
And he stole from the people, basically.
And he borrowed and then never returned.
I mean,
haven't you still got that DVD?
Are you just trying to put this story out there so that yours doesn't look so bad?
Come back to me in 48 years.
Yeah.
Are you sorry to the library of Salford University, or are you quite sorry?
Quite sorry.
It's not quite been long enough.
No, not at all.
Has your father ever been to America and got a vinyl?
Oh, God.
That's how Max was born.
What?
What?
We require a life for this vinyl. A soul for a soul.
It's one of those like drawings with the star in it, you know, like the witchy thing.
You must give up your firstborn son to borrow this vinyl.
Take him.
It's all yours.
Here's Tom.
At that point, I just won't bother giving it back though after 48 years. Right,
it's worse. At least he gave it back.
Yeah, I suppose.
He righted his wrong in a way.
Yeah.
But then you got that fine on you, so he's the mug, really.
Could have just said it was someone else.
Could have just sent it in anonymously.
Yeah, well, like my friend.
He was proud of this.
Stopped it off. Yeah, it seems like he wanted to make a thing of it. Like
he probably told the news.
Yeah.
There you go.
Probably sold his story.
It's now time to slag off a podcast. Yeah.
My favourite
point.
So
proud.
Atmosphere's electric. We're out of the top 50. What's the point? Yeah, I think we're in the top 30 the other week, and then Spotify realised and moved us back out. So
how did this get in?
Try and undercut us. It's not going to happen, mate. Not
someone's
happen.
Lost their job.
Oh, Joe.
What a reshuffle.
This week's podcast that we're taking down, and it's been coming for a while.
Okay.
XFM, the Ricky Gervais podcast.
Okay. Oh. Awkward.
These guys, just listen to one episode. The segments, they've got a film review.
Oh, yeah. Fuck off.
They've got a div. Yeah.
A proper div.
An incompetent producer. We had that.
Yeah.
We're ahead of the curve now. Got rid of him. What else do they have?
The fat funny man.
Yeah. We've got half of that. You know, me and Max together, we've got that covered.
You've got him, mate. Yeah. Skinny legend over here.
Oh God,
you've convinced us.
Am I the div? Oh no,
am I the fat one? Tom's the chair.
What?
I wanted him to be involved. I felt like
he'd been Steve Merchant.
I was happy being on the outside.
Oh right, yeah.
Is that still going, that podcast, or is it?
No, it's years ago.
It's still just old. Yeah. You know, just
he's got a new one, I think, but don't care about that.
No, it's not even in the comedy charts.
No, so really
scared of us, I think. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Really, that's surprising.
That we've come in, taken over.
Yeah. What's the point of coming back in the game? You know,
that's it.
Some to be young boys.
Yeah. I reckon I'll give us, mate. Just below us. Yeah. I said.
Like, not in the charts, but in some ways.
Intelligence wise.
Yeah.
Comedy wise.
Yeah.
You know, what's the X in XFM stand for?
Do you know what I mean?
Probably extremely xylophone. Rubbish.
Yeah. 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 X-ray.
Xylophone funny men.
X-ray.
Yeah.
Catch them at the Edinburgh Festival.
Mm. Or X funny men. They used to be funny, but they're not anymore.
Ooh, yeah.
Xenophobia.
Yeah.
Xenophobia. Oh, yeah, of course. Xenophobia for men.
Anything that says for men sounds quite good.
Yeah. Xenophobia.
For men.
For men.
It's now time to guess the headline. Oh, I've got the jingle. Shit.
Oh,
God. See why Joe struggles.
Joe is here.
If you can tell me the Lucas, then I'd be quite surprised, to be honest. hold on, who's this?
Hello. I'm match of the day 2007 alumni, Alan Hansen. A lot of today's podcasts are dreadful, woeful, shite.
Thank you.
But not the Stephen Today's podcast. It's a revelation in my ears. Go on the boys.
Cheers, Alan.
Wow. What a man.
Yeah.
A lot of respect for him.
He normally doesn't say anything much these days. He's kind of kept out of the public eye.
You catch him at a garden party.
Yeah.
On a few gins. Yeah.
Homeless woman lived in man's closet for a year. Mm. 1 year. But they didn't put
wasn't
one.
Wasn't homeless then, was she?
Australia.
Oh.
It's not Australia, I can tell by his reaction.
Could be one of the other ones.
Yeah, one of the other countries.
I'm going to say Denmark.
I'm going to go Ireland.
Oh.
Japan.
It's always...
Fuck, it's always Japan. Fun Asian Far news East. With you, isn't it?
Weird Asian
honestly,
news, great.
That's all he subscribes to.
So basically, there's a 58-year-old man living his best life. Ooh, bit of retirement, please. But not yet, because he's still a working man. He's going to be retired soon, probably.
He's living his best life.
60, yeah. He's
still working hard.
He's got a fridge stocked full of food.
Mm.
One day he realises, wait a minute, for the last year, basically, food's been missing from a fridge.
Right. Yeah.
So he puts... cotton on.
Sorry?
Which is my slow to cotton on.
Yeah, no, of course, yeah. Like, 58, though.
Didn't live with anyone.
Yeah. No.
Living his best life.
Yeah. So he's got food in the fridge, going missing, puts cameras up in his house.
Mm.
And he realises that at night there's a woman that comes out of a closet and then starts eating his food.
Oh, I think I've seen
and
that.
And she's been hidden in his closet for a year when they found her. So he called the police, obviously, because...
He had been in his closet for a year.
Yeah, she'd been living in his closet
for a year. He hadn't been in there.
Oh, no, he hadn't.
Right.
Living his best life in the same outfit. Mm. Mm. So your girlfriend. she's mine now.
She's not in court.
You owe me for the years worth of food, love.
I would as well.
I'd take payment in kind. Live with me.
Yeah, so yeah, he called the police. They found her, and she was like, "Oh, I was homeless."
Yeah.
Now technically, I'm not. I guess she isn't. But
imagine that. That'd be scary, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be terrifying.
Imagine just opening your closet, getting sank out like the Hoover or something, and then
only
just...
me.
Sorry.
Yeah. Funny if she, she fell over one of the evenings and you got that footage there.
Yeah.
Makes up for it, really.
I got all the money back from you being friends. Falls down the stairs.
Kitchen's quite a noisy place as well. Yeah. It's a risky game, that.
Yeah, yeah.
To anyone listening, don't try that. Well, if you do,
don't try this at someone else's home.
Yeah. They never say that either.
No, not at all.
So I used to get away with it.
Mm-hmm. Wrestling the people. Yeah. Somebody else's house.
Literally shit.
Yeah. So yeah, mad stuff.
Yeah,
happening around the world.
Great way to caveat that. Caveat. We now have a new segment.
Oh,
because I was bored of reliable source.
Bad sauce.
Bit boring.
Saucy.
This week's new segment is called Popcorn.
Oh,
nice.
This week I'm going to give you a classic cheesy hit. Nice. You've got to tell me whether it's pop. It's corny. Okay. It's really good stuff, this, and it's probably going to be gone next week. This week's song is Don't Stop Moving by S Club 7. Is it pop or is it corn?
A corn.
What?
Pop.
Pop. Get out, Max.
Never Don't stop song. Moving to that beat.
Please stop moving.
Don't stop moving. DJ got us going around.
Yes, man.
Wow.
Yes.
Do you like S Club 7?
Oh, you know, I just heard a lot of them, and that one wasn't one of my favourite songs.
What was your favourite?
A few.
Never had a dream come true.
You, that's a good song.
How's that go?
You are all I need to get
through. Good, yeah. John and Hannah really did well on that one.
Yeah.
It's now time for an ad read. Of course, it can only be Beer 52.
52!
Beer 52!
The tune was set for you. It's harder to start from a different place when the song's been started.
I get so confused in my head.
Have you got sunstroke, Dave?
I think I might.
So your dad's got that.
Yeah. I'm his son.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I didn't think.
Oh right,
I
got it wrong.
Long weekend, yeah. The son. I'm not going to drink this.
Do that again?
Oh, it always happens to
off, Dave.
It always happens to me.
God, you test me.
Do I click?
Ooh,
that was a good crack.
Oh, you dirty shit!
It always happens every time I open one.
Why'd you open it over me?
That's what I didn't want it to go on me.
Wow.
Get out, Dave.
So can get...
I've got a lovely Raspberry Pi, and it tastes just like Grandmama's Raspberry Pi.
Yeah. So we had to move out.
I'm on my period, Max.
And then she came back up to visit me again. You see what I'm doing? I've changed it from mine.
Like you're the one that had to come back up.
What are you doing down there, Max? Get away from me, Raspberry Pi.
It's a bloodbath.
We're thinking for a vegan to joke about.
Vietnam flashbacks.
Yeah. Vegans can enjoy cunnilingus.
Vietnam flashbacks.
There we go.
That's great.
Yeah.
Flashbacks.
Seriously, though. did you lick your nan? Have to ask.
Definitely not. Find out next week on Stephen
Knight. It's just I did.
Is Max telling the truth?
You're overthinking your body language now.
Well, Max has got an erection, so I'm going to get it. Anyway, hey, Max.
Hello.
Why don't you put down your nan and pick up a free case of 8 craft beers for
£5.95? Ooh.
And to help ease you into the transition.
All you have to do is go to www.beer52.com/.
52. Stephen. Stephen.
Stephen. I cover just the postage that costs £5.95. Beer 52 is the world's largest beer club with over 170,000 active members. Each month, members are sent a case with a different theme. This week's theme is Grandmama.
Whee!
It's not really. Oh. It's, what's this? Eternal Dave. Waves.
Yeah.
Just when you don't want to say goodbye. It comes with a magazine, a.k.a.
Ferment.
Nice. Yes.
And this is from Denmark.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's kind of Scandinavian beers. Yeah,
what's it called?
This is NB.
No bother.
It comes with a snack. And if you don't like dark beer, choose the light option. Mm. You can pause or cancel at any time. Just go to www.beer52.com/Stephen and pay £5.95 postage to get all this now. Dave, what have you got there?
Mine's a pecan pie.
Pecan.
Macon. Maple and pecan.
Are you pecan it?
I'm not usually a fan of pecan, but that's quenched my thirst.
Normally your sworn enemy.
Yeah, exactly. And now it gives me a nice...
6%?
Wow. Yeah. So I'm feeling it off. Already.
Little reminder of your maths GCSE on the can.
That's good.
That was
quick.
That was good.
Oh, Tom.
Yeah.
You missed out on a cracker last week.
I did.
It was the most embarrassing moment. I did that twice.
Embarrassing moment.
Not even a joke anymore. Just leaving thick. Most embarrassing moment. We had some real corkers.
Yeah.
Real,
we did.
Real good ones. Yeah. Tom, what's yours?
Oh, it's a tricky one. I didn't sleep for a few nights after Jeremy Ponsbum. That was tricky.
that was edited down.
Was it? I never watched it back.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Stretching out.
Oh, so so back in the day when I used to get bad spots and a bit red before we went to Alton Towers, and so I put on some of my mum's moisturiser, just it was a bit of a tint to it, just to kind of hide.
Nice.
But it rained really bad, and I stupidly wore a white jumper, and then it just kind of ran because it was like I just had all makeup on.
There's
just no way you can really go, and that's just awful.
Was your dad going, little girl?
No, sorry, did I forget to say it was a school trip.
School trip.
Oh, yeah. No.
School trip.
The teacher was doing it.
Yeah, with a girl I liked as well in the group.
You know. No.
Teacher was doing it with a girl you liked.
Yeah. Took the heat off me a little bit. Just moonwalk away.
It was more tears.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah. This love.
Yes, that wasn't great.
No. It's a good one, though. Mm. Especially for school.
See, I'm not sure if it's my most embarrassing. I just had a think, and it was embarrassing. I remember.
I think we heard your most embarrassing one last week. To be fair.
Yeah.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
What was it?
You on a train in Serbia?
you shit yourself.
That didn't happen.
Somebody had to get their bum wiped or something.
Yeah. Ooh. And which you said was sexy. Need I mention?
That's not embarrassing, Steve.
Best moment of my life, Mum.
anyway, thank you, Tom. I'm glad you could share that with us.
Thanks. Did you bring that up just to put in the bum story?
No, I wanted something fresh. We had that last week, the story.
What was your most embarrassing moment?
I can't remember now.
Cool.
Oh, you didn't watch the podcast?
Ooh. Oh, someone's not a fan.
That's embarrassing.
That late.
We do notice when we're down a viewer. It's weird if we're not.
Someone's job every week to email. We noticed that you might have stopped
us. Hey, guys. Put on in the background. Mute it if you need to.
Is everything all right, Tom?
This week's topic is confidence.
Ooh.
Bit of a mystery, isn't it?
Ooh.
It's like, other emotions. Happiness.
Yeah.
Sadness. Hard to come by sometimes.
Difficult to really talk about. Yeah. You know.
Confidence. So broad.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave.
That's it.
Where do you even start?
Are we a confident person? We'll just begin dead simple. Do you consider yourself confident?
Generally, yeah. Yeah, I'd say I'm quite confident.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can be. Sometimes I'm not.
What a beast.
This guy.
That was a beast.
Go on, Tom.
I think so. I think, if you weigh it all up, the areas that I'm confident and I'm not, I'd say overall confident.
Seem a bit unsure.
What?
Hey!
What about you? Are you? Would you say you're a confident person?
No.
I'm okay. I go in between.
Mm.
I'm sort of in the middle.
Depends what mood you're in, I suppose, isn't it?
Mood and situation.
Yeah.
Mood doesn't really change it.
No.
For me, it's situation, who you're around.
Mm.
That's the main factor.
what you're doing.
Yeah, true. Yeah, true. Because you could be confident in one way and not confident in another way, can't you?
Wow.
Yeah.
So like,
deep man.
Fuck me.
Jesus.
And we thought you were the div.
I know.
Dr. Reese.
I don't even know what to do with that. Man, I'm thinking differently.
Getting philosophical up
I'm
in
I'm in your head. Now this is my map. Because you get confident people that can climb trees.
You should have stopped.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're right, though. I would feel very uncomfortable climbing a tree.
So with the tree.
Great. Sorry? Second channel.
So
video.
With the tree. Yeah. Second channel. We did that. Did climbing a hill.
Yeah, did climbing a hill. Not a tree, though.
No.
I don't think that would be time. Very good, climbing. To be honest.
I think it would.
I mean, in the context of the travelling one, but not just Stephen Trice climbs a tree.
You don't have to have my name in that. Yeah, yeah. Just stream it.
Yeah.
Yeah, could do.
Play your game up there.
Maybe like, you know, you go to the Amazon.
Oh, that's
the
amazing.
First one to reach.
No, in my
break through the trees.
No, in my luck, I'll get to the top one. And there's just deforestation group and just log, cut it down.
Just land in the wood chipper.
Yeah.
Break it.
You know. Oh.
Yeah, I would, yeah. If I fell on one from that.
Well, that's
height.
The hope, isn't it? Because you know, you don't want, if it works, then
hopefully, like, one leg would go through. Yeah. I'd get ripped apart, but...
Hopefully,
fingers crossed.
My camera!
Is it killing this? Yeah? My SD card! Just bought that new bag.
So, confidence.
I think certain things you would be more confident at.
Mm.
Look at, is it Nightscape? Climbs big towers and just crazy parkour.
Done like the Shard and that, didn't he?
Yeah, I would not feel confident doing that.
Day to day, though. Mm. Are you confident?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'd say so.
I remember when I first met you at uni, you were very much, you know, walking around, gun fingers, in a nice way. Not threatening.
Sunglasses in the nightclub.
Yeah.
The cool dude.
Nothing else.
Yeah.
Sunglasses in the classroom.
The sunglasses everywhere.
Did you have the lock necklace? Was it the chain necklace?
That was
Scotland.
Another guy.
Right. Lock necklace.
That's good. That's good.
Thank you, guys.
I'm setting him up. There we go.
Intentionally as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, was that a front that you were putting on?
No.
Really? It was usually, we'd sort of have this max, and then it'd calm down, and then when our class was put with another class.
I think back then, being in class and stuff, you just had that sort of, everyone's trying to be funny, people are succeeding. You just sort of have to be like, I don't know, I just sort of got a sort of energy about myself back then.
Well, I think the sense of humour helps.
Yeah, exactly.
And funny is quite useful, but funny doesn't necessarily relate to confidence. It can give you confidence to do things that you probably wouldn't do because you know you've always got that.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't for the humour, I think you'd still be confident in, like, social situations.
Probably not.
No.
Well, I'm not confident anyway.
Oh, fair.
I'd say you are.
I'm around people that I'm comfortable with.
Yeah.
I'm probably... the most confident.
Yeah, but like with the tour, for instance, there's not a lot of people that could have done that.
Yeah, get up on your stage confident.
Not a lot of people that saw.
That's why you were so confident. Empty rooms, baby!
So it's the first time you do something.
Mm.
When we first went to university, I was really unsure of myself.
Yeah.
Thinking, oh God, this is a course specifically for comedy.
Mm.
I don't actually know where I rank. I think I'm funny. And then I got to meet you all. Confident.
I've got this.
What was I even worried about?
That was more the teachers when you meet them. I'll teach you a thing or two about comedy, don't you, Addy?
I was less confident that I'd made a good career choice.
That's true. What about when you were most confident?
A question.
From my example.
Yeah, go for it. You start us off.
So I've got here, it was year six, and it was Netherlands kit, and we had this vote on like the head of house. So we had four different colours, and it was going to be like head captain and vice captain for blues, and it was three of us going for it in the blues. So, you know, I'm either going to be captain or vice captain, I thought in my head. And then we go to do the speeches, And I'd written just a normal speech, thrown in some jokes. Looking back, they were really below par. at the time, I thought they were great.
Did they land well?
They're okay. But what the other two did, which was great at the time, was raps. They weren't raps. Nice. They were poems. Mm. They were shit poems.
Limbo.
But one of the guys who was going for it was an interesting. And I think he got either captain or vice captain, but they announced it in assembly. And my mate, who got probably captain, he was sat next to me. He went up, and I was just like, it could have been me. Yeah. Cried in the library after that with my dad.
So this is when you were most confident. And very quickly, it kind of turned.
I was most confident about it, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like,
captain, I've vice captain. There's only three people.
Horrifying twist.
Yeah.
I can see that. I can see that now. And that's
it explains a lot, does it? Yeah.
You make sense.
Shit.
I suppose the most confident for me would be I've done a talent show at my school last year. Done stand up, and I won. And all my mates, well, not all my mates, but just everyone in year 11 jumped on the stage with me. And Dave, it was like, yes! Yeah. And I felt brilliant. It was after that. I was
still
like,
doing his axe ball.
Get off! No!
No team!
I've got a good callback to do here. Fuck off! Knock!
Nice.
But yeah, that was brilliant. That was a good feeling. And after that, it was just.
What's the normal there with a notepad and pen? So you're just doing your scouting.
2%.
60% of those claps are for me.
And I'll take this chair.
But no, after that, everyone like noticed me more. I got some more of the groups, like friendship groups. There was more people, so I got noticed like for being the guy who did it, and that made me more confident. And that was probably my best confidence moment in my opinion. Nice. Yeah, for that, yeah.
Max.
So there's one I think I've already spoken about. So I don't know if I should mention it again, but it's when I took a load of sort of.
Drugs?
So-called happy pills. Prescribed happy pills.
Yeah.
As in...
Xanax.
Sort of medication. Mm. And I was just, you know, on cloud nine. Mm. I think I did. I went to college just laughing throughout the whole day. This is beautiful. Got sent home.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
That's when you were most confident.
Probably, yeah.
Because
my mind was altered.
I think that was probably the most confident because I just didn't care.
Yeah.
I think confidence is a lot of it's just not caring.
Yeah.
For me anyway, that's my
No shame.
Yeah. You know, if you don't care what other people think, then you can just...
I think once you're happy in yourself, you're not putting on as much of a front. You're not thinking about how everything you do will other people will react to that.
Yeah.
And you can just do whatever.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
So, I guess the older I get, the less I give a shit about certain things, so I'm more confident now about more things than I probably ever have been. So maybe now,
that's it. Nice. Yeah.
You know, maybe certainly late 20s when you kind of realise that your life's passing you by and you shouldn't worry so much about these things that you've spent ages obsessing about and end up just it's only you that suffers.
You know, you're never going to get time back.
No,
and if you spend a lot of it just going, oh fuck, what's going to happen if I don't do this or do this?
Yeah.
Or...
Panicking, life's too short.
So accepting yourself and being happy. The more you, I think, the more you do that, and the more, so now, I'd say now.
Yeah. At school, I was confident in primary.
Yeah,
wasn't confident in secondary, and confident in sixth form. So it's weird.
Yeah.
It was like that when it was smaller.
Peaks and troughs.
How come you reckon that is then?
Just when it was smaller. Less people. A lot more people in secondary school.
So would you say you like lose confidence when you're in crowds?
Not now.
No.
Because obviously you're more nervous about things can go wrong, a lot more people to view it.
Mm.
But like when I was doing stand-up, if there was 13 people or 300,
it wouldn't
300.
Bother you. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Rarely did I ever get that.
I guess when you start to seek the attention of others, that can affect things.
Yeah,
for me it was the ladies.
Oh yeah.
Oh, look at you. I assume that was the case.
Yeah. Those women.
God,
don't get me started.
What was it like being a ladies' man?
Oh if these walls could talk, you know.
These?
Yeah, these ones.
The old shag pad.
They know. Yeah.
They say girls like a sense of humour, don't they? But that didn't work for me for quite some women. Time. Yeah.
My problem was that I was so unconfident with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, they'd have to put their hand down my trousers for me to know if they liked me. Stephen, that's a doctor. She's just sorting the rash. Should I tell you how I used to try and flirt in sixth form? It was my tactic. What a desperation. Was I had my iPod and I'd put some music in full blast in the hope that someone would go either, wow, you're cool, you're listening to the music really loud, or what are you listening to?
Oh, they'll notice.
Yeah.
Turn it up. Oh, it hurts.
Just blood pour it down.
Just kind of holding them there.
I mean, even if they did start speaking to me, I wouldn't hear them. Yeah. That's the issue.
What?
I would have gone, oh, this is such a good song. Oh, look, do you want to listen?
I don't think that.
Yeah.
I was only 17. I had a funny story. Cockiness!
Yay!
Have you been cocky?
Yes.
When?
Oh, I'm very dry and sarcastic. So that's why sometimes to begin with I'm a bit quiet with people, because you kind of got to figure out how you're going to be sarcastic around them, because you can't just come out and say something and they take it at face value and then think you're a prick. Mm. So I do kind of feel my way into situations, but then I usually find a way to connect with anyone. But yeah, sometimes I've found out through other people that so-and-so thinks I'm like really cocky or arrogant or something. I say, well, they've missed the point now. Because, you know.
I don't mean to be.
They're fucking lost. Because I would only ever be overly cocky, sarcastically. Like I would never, and I like to think that comes across, that I would never be so arrogant, because there's enough about me that.
Yeah.
I think makes that clear.
Just some divs you guys? In the world, right? Yeah. Me included. You arrogant prick.
Dave, wow. You being cocky?
Yeah, when I get on a trampoline, man.
On your side too.
Yeah. When I'm on a trampoline, I'm a whole different person.
Yeah.
Danny Zuka.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I was like, can you do a double backflip? No. Watch this. on the trampoline.
You did one over there, I guess.
Yeah.
How much time have you spent on trampolines in the past 12 months?
Recently. I haven't been on one in 12 months, yeah. But
it must be itching.
Yeah, that is. As soon as I see one, I want to bounce.
You go to like a trampoline world.
Yeah, I have been. Not in 12 months, but I have been to one of them. Yeah. They are sick as well. Mm. I was the only bell end in jeans.
Doesn't matter to you though, does it?
No, yeah, exactly. No. I was like, I can do whatever I want. But yeah, only on a trampoline. That's where my true cockiness can't come out.
Yeah.
And then people are doing tricks. I'm like, you can't do it. This guy. What
you
mean?
I don't know. I didn't like the sight of you. I'm seeing
you.
No,
mate. As soon as you meet me on a trampoline or in a bouncy castle.
I don't want to meet you on a trampoline.
I was cocky when the 24 hours after How to Be Stormzy came out.
Right, okay.
So it coincided with my birthday.
Same.
Why were you cocky? You went in the video.
He knew what was coming.
I've used those cameras.
I know him.
You guys are probably talking about How to Be Stormzy, aren't you? I know that guy.
Hey guys.
Daddy's got to use this to his advantage. Got his Sunday best.
Yeah, I'm wearing it, baby.
I went to Liverpool and then I was walking around the streets thinking, God, everyone who looks at me knows who I am.
Yeah.
Thinking, this must be what fame's like. Mm. They weren't asked.
No.
And then, got to a nightclub in St. Helens as it was my birthday. I was drunk. I walked in. I was like, God, this is it now. And then slowly realised that nobody cared. Alcohol, how does that affect your confidence?
Oh, God.
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I get so confident on alcohol. Like, I'll do like stupid dances, start singing and round, and yeah, I'll get too confident on alcohol.
Mm.
Skyrockets.
Max?
There's levels to this. half a Jägermeister in.
Half bottle. A bottle?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
You know, you're feeling great. You know, you go out clubbing.
You're tipsy.
You know, you got your sea legs still. Oh, man, in the club. Yeah, those were some good times. And then you hit the point where you're throwing up, crying, being sick everywhere.
Lost your shirt.
You were a very, well, you, I think you probably still are, an emotional drunk.
Yeah, up to, like, I'm all right. I'm all right to a point.
But you've not got that drunk in a while. So no. So, like, kind of, but back in the day.
This was like, I'd have a bottle of Jaeger before, go out. And then when you get there, everyone's like, oh, drink. Yeah. So you're still like...
They were saying water then.
I was fine.
You went here and the stop. You heard what you wanted to.
I must be working.
Drink more, you say?
I was fine. I was, you know, dancing, singing, you know, still like yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Having a great time. And then you have more drinks. And then it just, yeah.
Comes tumbling down.
Yeah. I find it hard to get drunk in, like, at house parties now.
Right.
Like, standing still drunk for me is the worst. I feel so ill.
I remember at my sister's wedding when we went to bed, separate beds, and you wouldn't jump on mine.
We did complain.
You can't even push them together.
Bolted to the floor.
What do you mean wank him off in the toilet? This is... Wait for trip advisor. But we were lying in bed and you were talking about how you could, like, because you were drunk, you could feel the room moving.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I love that. And you were like, no,
oh,
I fucking
hate that. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Like it's the Titanic. Yeah. It's the seas rocking.
That's how they must feel.
Yeah.
Do you get seasick then?
Yeah, I do. Oh, but right. I like the feeling of being drunk in bed.
I'm seasick and I eat it. It's like seafood.
But is the sea sick?
Yeah. I don't.
Very good. Very good.
Goes down well at the bulimia convention. Max likes to MC. We're all having a sick time. throw your hands up if... Save it for a sketch.
Yeah.
I'm only drinking two fingers tonight. I'm allowed to joke about this.
Yeah.
Stephen lies.
Yeah.
There we go.
Stephen lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Max, you are detective.
Well, yet again.
Oh,
obviously after last time's upset.
Yeah.
Hearing the story previously on another podcast. But hopefully this time utilise my full Midsummer Murders skills and win the case.
Yeah. For beer 52, 8 craft beers for £5.95.
No way, that's so cheap.
Lie. That's too good to be true.
Well said.
Dave.
I was so scared of people screaming.
Okay. I feel like there's more to that, but obviously we'll get to it. Stephen.
I told someone they were too unattractive to commit fraud.
Tom.
So desperate was I to not be bested at who was best at stealing chocolate from the co-op, I dobbed my other mate in for stealing.
What?
I thought you said your mother mate then.
Yeah, yeah.
Mother's flip. Mate.
Other mate.
I said top
mate. My mother mate. No. Dob me other mate in for stealing.
So I thought yours was the most confusing, Dave,
okay,
but clearly not.
Go.
Do you want to go again?
So.
I can't. Do you want me to?
Yes, please.
Go again.
Yeah.
Tom.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be. Right, how do I do? Am I going to.
I'm lost all his confidence.
I'm going to do this. Right, okay, so this is what happened. How do I put that in a snappy sentence? I dobbed my mate in for stealing so that he wouldn't be better at stealing than me.
Hey!
Use the first time.
Yeah.
Fucking damn! Keeping all that in, baby. Dobby, Dobby has shot.
Nappy, stop.
Dave.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
So my cousin always used to tell me.
What's your cousin's name?
Jake.
Okay.
Jake Reese. And he always used to say to me that any time you hear a scream, someone that you love has died. And where I live near a load of foxes,
you not, heard like that.
I heard them all the time.
Yeah. So, Dad loved killing them.
Just laughing inside. Chainsaw guy.
Proper Tory bastard.
Yeah, exactly. Hanging a fox.
Yeah. Hanging. We don't shoot him here, boy.
With a fox?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Exactly. but yeah, I used to always be petrified of screams, just in case.
When you realised that they weren't dying, your loved ones, mm-hmm. did this sort of quell the fear? Like, how long did this fear go on for?
It lasted until my nana died. I was like, I didn't hear a scream.
Sorry to hear that.
So yeah. That's all right.
You might have done it and not realised.
No, exactly. this is ages ago, so yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
But you're all right now then?
Yeah, yeah. And cool. that's when I realised, I went, oh.
One less pie in the world.
Exactly. And I was like, no, ma'am, don't hear screams when people die.
I'll drink to anything.
I've stopped drinking. I'll drink to that. It's classic comedy, man.
Did it in a sketch once.
Oh.
Your character said it.
Oh, good times.
Stealing comedy.
I've got them all.
I'll drink to that.
My character, you said. Okay,
the bastard.
Did you speak to anyone about this?
Surely you have to go to Thorpe Park, you'd be like, oh, it's not true.
What about when you screamed, yeah?
It didn't count. It was more like a in the mind.
Right, okay.
Sort
okay.
of scream.
What you should have done
is
get everyone you loved in one room and start screaming and see what happens.
So now you've got to decide whether it's me or Stephen.
Yeah, exactly. definitely not you, Dobby. Stephen, go on.
It was a difficult sentence.
So we're going back 8 years to when I was first year in uni.
Wow.
Slightly.
8 years?
Yeah, that's man.
Long ago.
So I was with two people, yeah. and the guy was... He didn't live too far away from Manchester or Salford, and he was going back for a night out for the weekend. He was going back for the weekend, yeah, and with a bunch of his mates.
When you say the weekend, you mean the singer or for Saturday, Sunday?
could be both.
Daniel there.
Yeah. Is the weekend the singer?
Don't give him anything.
from Lee, near Wigan.
Do you know what? It could be.
Right. Well, yeah. Possibly then, yeah. So yeah, he was going back for a big night out.
Great
he's
party,
like,
yeah.
Hey, Stephen, would I be okay to borrow your ID, please, for my friend? And he said, wait, I'll show you who it is, because I was having an R in. He's like, yeah, because he looks a lot like you. I look at it, and I go, him?
Yeah.
No, he's not going to have my ID.
What did he look like?
A bit big boned. And I was scrawny in third year.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, first year. So I was like, no, this man shall not take my ID.
Was that the story?
Yeah.
You didn't lend your ID to someone.
No, I did, and then
the segment is replacing soon.
They had the night out, and someone was shot.
Sorry, I mean the amount of times I haven't lent my ID to someone.
It's not really an event, is it?
What do you do today? Well, I didn't lend my ID to this guy.
No, what I didn't do.
He didn't even ask, but you know.
Can I go with a different one then?
No.
This morning I didn't drive a car. Make of that what you will. No further questions.
Tom.
Yep. So we used to steal chocolate bars from the co-op on the way in from school. Not everyone had the confidence to do it, so I was able to go in there. I'll get a few crunchies, you know. My other mate, who he talked a good game, and he was quite adept as well. Had his eyes on this.
What was his name?
Tom.
Oh, Tom Squared.
A lot of Toms in our year. He was also a Tom.
Too many Toms.
So he had his eyes on this big galaxy bar, big like promotion one that he dubbed the grand prize. It was on a promotion bit near the door and next to the till.
Easy.
And it's not something that you could just go in the sleeve. He's there looking shifty, and he's going to put it in his blazer and go. And it looked to me like he was going to get away with it, and didn't want him to because I was the man.
No.
So I kind of got the eye contact of the cashier and went, kind of looked over, and it was enough that like, he was going to get away with it. But
if
then,
this
I
is
think,
true, you are a...
No, I felt really bad. But I never told anyone. But
how old were
you? Like, he's gone. He lives abroad now. So, I mean, he's not going to be watching this.
They sent him to Australia.
And neither are any of my friends. So, well, yeah, I just thought on the theme of confidence in that, you know, I didn't want to be bested.
I
so,
dumped him into Interpol.
Yeah, so.
All right. I hate to think that that's true because, you know, I trust you a lot. And if that was true, then
I was 13, 14.
Old enough 13, to know that.
14. Oh, come on.
That is stupid beyond belief. But then ID, that's just not a story. I mean, that is, I guess it could be true.
Could be true.
Okay, boom. I think Stephen's telling the truth.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Is that true?
Jesus.
Hey!
That was terrible.
I have three. You've done one truth and you'd already done it. You've done one truth.
Yeah.
I just want to say, you know, people mock me for watching Midsummer Murders, but it's ingrained this sense of truth.
You're getting a bit cocky now.
Excellent.
He's drunk.
I can only apologise for my shit story.
No, it's fine.
I had it down in my funny stories. It's either that or I tripped up my sister's mate at a sleepover.
I apologise too. I thought mine was somewhat believable.
Yeah. So did I.
Yours was shit.
Yeah, yours was terrible.
Yeah, I was really good at depth and characters.
I'm glad it's not true because I didn't want to believe that for you. I respect you too much.
It's now time for everybody's it's a segment. It's IMAX.
What?
Fucking hell, I hate this segment.
But I love that tune.
I do.
Couldn't even get a celebrity to do that. Is that Stephen Hawking?
Yeah, it is. His dying sentence.
Just last words.
All right, guys. Really.
Hiya.
Hey. Really fun stuff this week. Yeah. You wouldn't believe this, but the cinemas are open.
Hey, you wouldn't believe this. New character.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that instead of this?
No. Give it 2 minutes and then we'll probably walk in.
Oh, bloody hell. Cinemas are open after all these.
What's your language?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Jiminy Cricket.
Great guys.
Thank you. He is. I don't know why I'm saying thank you. Too much beer 52. Yeah. Let's start again. Hey, guys.
You've already said that.
Yeah.
I don't think you understand what let's start again is. Yeah. Hello there!
Yeah. I hear the cinemas are open this week. Should be good.
Funny you should say that. On. And speaking of funny...
Nice.
Yeah. You said that. Yeah.
IMAX.
Did that funny thing Stephen Hawking said?
Oh, the cinemas are open. I went to one to watch the hit film Cruella.
Oh, no way!
It's a film about dogs...
Dalmatians, to be precise.
Yeah, and many others.
Is that actually a fresh new movie?
Joe got banned from watching it.
imagine.
One out in the cinema.
Yeah, what we hinted at.
That'd be weird. He's semen everywhere.
He fancies his dogs.
Yeah, he was watching the dogs and masturbating.
It's kind of brought down Max's segment.
Yeah, sorry.
It's fine.
No semen involved in this segment, sadly.
Ooh.
Hit it, Steve. Please.
Welcome to the IMAX experience. Enjoy the show.
Only me? Yeah, that's right. After a full year of clapping for our NHS heroes, I'm finally clapping for the real heroes on the big screen at the cinema. Wow, and what a year it's been. We've been sad and alone. We've cried for our missing loved ones. It's like Pirate Pete's all over again. But finally, here I am, screen one, ready to watch this hot new film, Cruella.
You owe me some money, motherfucker!
What? Oh shit, it's the ticket guy. Look, pal, it's IMAX from the hit segment IMAX. Remember me?
Shit, motherfucker.
Ah, I see someone's been talking to Dave. Guilty as charged, officer.
You are under arrest.
What? Surely it's not a crime to make sweet, passionate love.
April Fool, motherfucker.
Oh, thank God. And I was lying too. There was no love involved.
Anyway, enough jokes. Let's review this movie. Oh, God. Is that time already? Fuck. Well, I'm sure everyone will understand.
Add them to the other puppies we've already stolen, and I have my cozy puppy coat.
Wait, no. I was clapping for the NHS heroes, not the dog murders.
Rest in peace, motherfucker.
Owie! Hold on, don't have a go at me. Look at what he's doing.
Hello!
Ugh.
You were clapping for NHS heroes in the film.
Yeah, well, so the film was on, but I had to clap because it was 8 o'clock.
It was 8 o'clock.
Yeah, but obviously whilst I was clapping, the dogs were getting killed on screen.
And you weren't obviously watching.
Hello there. Oh, bloody hell.
Yes. Hello there.
Hi.
It's me, Connor Mango.
Oh, of course it is. Yes.
What's your language, please?
Connor Mango.
Connor Mango.
What brings you here, Connor?
Thanks for asking, sir. I'm here, I shouldn't assume, I'm here to basically instill confidence within you young men.
Oh, nice.
Wow,
it's
great
a tricky
timing.
Thing to come by. You know, confidence can come and go, but I'm going to bring it all the time. I'm a confidence guru. You're welcome. Let's say bye to being shy. That's what I'm all about. It's the manga. Shut up. It's the Mango method. You, Sam, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Max.
Don't like it. Maureen.
Maureen?
Oh, yes.
I've known a few Maureens.
Please tell.
She farted on me once. She was next door neighbour to my grandma. I had to help her with some paving slabs. She was paving
them. That's not what she called them.
Yeah, more like big pills.
Yeah, Maureen's concrete just spilling onto your jeans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Now, today you're just getting a slice of mango. With what I have for you, you could have the whole fruit bowl. Forget that stumble, guys.
That's a lot of sugar.
It really is. And you have to be aware of that, guys. Yeah.
Fibre.
Yeah.
Can kind of...
Don't worry about that, because confidence beats all. Let's play rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, okay.
Rock, paper... Confidence.
Whoa!
Doesn't always
Mind
work.
Blown.
With people that you know aren't on board with what I'm talking about, they can cause disputes and you know they're angry.
That's their issue.
Basically, what I have for you guys is just a great opportunity.
Okay.
It doesn't come around often.
Do you want money, Connor?
Well, it depends what you guys want.
Oh,
get on
thank
that.
You.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Ooh. Don't shake it. Be gentle.
Oh, great packaging. Okay,
thank you. What I have here is 3 cans of confidence. Yeah?
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah.
It's a fantastic thing, and I've actually bottled it up for you.
Wait a minute.
You can open that up and taste it if you want. It's fantastic.
Oh, I'll save mine.
£100 is all I'm asking for each can.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
And with that... You'll be such a confident person.
Is this a one-time...
No, wait. After that,
the price will go up.
What is it?
And it'll increase...
Wait,
on...
this is... No.
Excuse me, sir.
What is it?
2% lager. That's like £1.25 for 4 at Sainsbury's.
And it was asking...
Wait a minute, you're...
That's awful.
You're not Connor Mango, are you? You're Con Man.
Wait.
That's bloody Con Man.
Oh, my God. No!
I love it when this happens.
This is a real-life Scooby-Doo moment.
I did not see this coming.
And he would have gotten away with it, too.
I am actually...
Fix this. I am actually...
Norman.
No!
Norman!
I'm Norman.
No way! Nor!
Man!
The beef stock... That you're the man.
No, that's 2 hours. I am Norman. I am Norman.
Well, come on, Tommy. You must have something to say about this.
Elka, did we not see this coming?
Exactly.
Well, it is quite interesting.
I mean, who would have expected this?
It's a cracking bit of wordplay there.
That is insane.
I should have changed my voice. Yeah. Cracking bit of wordplay there.
That's incredible. It's like a chameleon.
So I'm to assume these are all...
I'd still like the £100, please. God.
I mean, look, I tell you what. We can give you the £100.
Yeah.
But you've got to do something for us.
Yeah.
What?
Tom?
Drink your own product. All 3 of them.
No.
In less than 10 minutes.
There we go.
It's just quite doable.
That's great.
Yeah, it's obviously quite boring for the podcast. I assume.
10 minutes of silence. Norman.
Yeah.
That's your fucking name.
It is.
Sorry for swearing. What actually
not
brings
accepted.
You here?
I was just after 300 quid, really.
Why?
Rent to pay.
And why us?
And you thought you can afford these?
It's just for rent money.
And
nothing. Okay.
And you thought this was the best idea?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite original.
To be honest,
if Fiddly over here hadn't looked at the packaging, I would have been away with it. Really, you were hooked.
I was.
You were scooped.
Away.
But I mean,
if we hadn't needed that confidence right there in the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
We might have gotten away with it.
I was so confident in Connor Mango that I didn't know what to expect.
And you know me, I've got hundreds of pounds that
exactly.
Splash
just
on,
around.
You know.
You would probably still invest.
I would.
Even in spite of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can certainly
pay my rent.
I'll tell you what, we us three will invest in you.
I'm more interested in just you now.
You're
frying names in the air, Max.
I didn't say names, I just said these two.
I'm out.
Not Dragon's Den.
Oh.
Awkward.
It's more of a mugging.
Yeah, true.
Who's mugging who though?
No leverage.
Take some items.
Okay.
I probably need
keep yours.
Yeah.
Definitely need that.
Shit.
No, man.
Tom Looney's in trouble here.
Why was he doing what you were gonna do?
No. It's all on there.
It's all in the books.
Nothing.
I still can't believe that was.
No, man. I'm annoyed because I really got on with Conor Mango. I thought Conor Mango and me really hit it off.
That's Tom and Dave's phone.
Oh, here he comes, the hero.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
Had me at comes.
It's all right, I just got fisted for those.
Where were we? Again.
It's now time for Conor Mango, the confidence guru.
We've
got to stop
you. That's
right,
going to be disappointing for you.
He's
been, and
you probably noticed there's a few more tinnies on the table.
He
was not all he seemed.
He was coming in hot.
Yeah.
He wanted a lot of money for very little.
God, I suspected this.
He was actually. It's actually Norman.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Certainly worth him coming.
Yeah. On Norman, I think it was just Norman.
I think it was Norman. Yeah.
Oh,
just a normal bloke.
I don't think there was.
I think there was a space. In fact, I've actually got the
Norman.
NOR space man.
That's time for Dave's Rage Reviews.
It's all brought up.
Go on, Dave.
This is the new segment.
What are you reviewing this week?
Shall I just carry on with the Norman stuff?
Norman.
I'm not gonna let you know what I'm reviewing just yet. I'll let the wonders of Dave's mind.
Should we just press play?
I'm not gonna reveal
Fuck
it.
Me.
I am.
Right.
Hello, future Dave. You look nice.
Oh, stop it, you.
Did you know that you shake hands to show you are unarmed?
No, I didn't know that. Did you?
Enough games. Oh. I am here to give you an insight to Dave's brain and the world of things and words.
Ooh. Is that you?
What do you think about that, Dave?
Oh, shit, my line. Oh, fuck.
You're so funny, Dave. That's exactly what this week's show's about. Sticks.
Sticks.
Now, the first thing about sticks is they grow on trees. And do you know what trees do for us human beings? Yes, that's right. They give you air, oxygen, stuff to breathe in so you can stay alive. So theirs, for me, is a positive factor. But my most absolute favourite thing about sticks is being able to use them as a weapon. Swords, shields, crossbows, make them into bow and arrows. Me and my mates back in the old-fashioned days used to create forts, like in this wooded area. And we'd have a strict rule of no hitting each other with the sticks because someone in the group was a pussy oblet and weren't allowed to get hurt because his mum would come and tell us off, so there was no point in doing it. So for that reason alone, I am giving sticks a solid 10 out of 10 on Dave's Rage Reviews. Thank you for listening. And Dave, you're putting on a hell of a show.
Oh, stop it, you.
Please.
But yeah.
Why were you talking about sticks?
Sticks went in my head. I remember when I was going around as a kid, playing with sticks, like getting sticks that looked like swords.
You said
swords.
It was the topic, something to do with the topic.
Yeah, they were. That is the review.
Right.
Of,
oh, it's just
the topic of the review.
The topic of the review
was sticks.
Right.
Nice.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes the most sense out of the whole thing.
Yeah.
We're now going to listen to Tom Looney get all wacky.
Cheers. Cheers, everyone.
Looney.
Okay, so confidence. We're all quite funny, I think.
Well.
But it seems to be a big deal online in the online community. For those that aren't, people really want to reach to it. People want to be funny. So there's lots of steps.
Self-help gurus.
Yeah, for those that aren't, I was just wondering kind of, you know.
Oh, cheers.
Because obviously we've talked about whether it's natural or not, but we probably did a few of these things
without thinking when we were younger.
Yeah.
Mm. Some of the advice for if you want to be funny. So, acquiring more knowledge, you have to know a lot about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Basically.
References.
Yeah, so you can't lead a boring life if you want to be a funny person because you won't be able to ever really contribute, make any comments. Too much will be over your head for you to contribute in good conversation.
It's like when a comedian has to MC and they say, what do you do? And then they can make jokes off that.
Mm. Yeah.
And you know
think
a lot.
It seems improvised, but it absolutely isn't. And I think that's the...
Well, no, yeah, I'm living it, mate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go on. What else? Ask me what I do.
Stephen, what do you
do? How
do
you know my name?
Mm-mm. You got a name badge on?
No, I don't.
Says, yeah, it's Cameron.
I asked the receptionist when he came in.
Receptionist, it's a comedy club.
Mm.
At the hotel he's staying at. I've been following you for the last couple of days because I saw you bought
sick
a ticket.
Fuck. What's wrong with you?
It's a comedian,
what
isn't it?
You know? Breach. It's not a
we're
comedian.
We're all a bit mad, aren't we? Yeah.
No, that's
we're
not,
all a bit crazy.
That's
messing
not funny
there.
At all.
No, do you hear a joke?
That make a change. You just talk about details of my life.
Yeah. Last week, your wife cheated on you with H from Steps.
Is that because he said Steps before?
Did he?
Yep. Maybe. Steps to, you know, being funny.
Oh.
You got Steps on the mind, have you?
Wait, who's he? Oh.
Tell you what, this is a fucking tragedy.
Yeah.
Double act.
Greatest double act in the business. Greatest double act in the business.
From start to finish.
You don't know whether it's going to go anywhere.
It does.
Then it is.
You get lost halfway and then... Yeah.
Bring it to the table, lads. Yeah, you did.
So that was Tom Looney.
I mean, to be fair...
It's a triple act. I didn't... Yeah. What is that? It's a triple act.
Another great segment.
Well, I mean, look, obviously it was... I would have had more pep to it.
Looney.
I was kind of building
Looney.
Up.
Looney.
You know, there's other good stuff
Looney.
In here.
You know, all that kind shit. Of... That's literally just a list of things.
I had to get multiple Google searches. A PDF file.
That's a fucking PDF file of.
I saved these as a PDF. I email it to myself.
It opens it
on Word. Yeah. So it looks like a PDF.
I need to make it sound like Joe's wanking over dogs. How do I get this? How do I create like a mind theatre to do that?
You got the real thing, didn't you?
Jesus.
Exactly. Yeah.
No. Don't put people down.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
That
was a tricky one, wasn't it?
Yeah. Can we have Put It to the Max, please?
Yeah, of course.
Put it to the max. To the max.
I've messed up with the timing too.
Proper
a few weeks in a row.
Guys, please keep this one anonymous. I wondered if you could give me some advice on a difficult situation.
Sylvia.
I'm in my early 20s now, and for some time, I've really not liked my parents. I don't think it's a teen phase. I really don't like or respect them as people. I love my siblings, but they seem to have more in common with mum and dad, so I don't really want to share my feelings with them. What can I do? I don't want to ditch my family, but I can't pretend forever.
Cool.
Is it a male or female?
It's a male.
Wow.
Oh.
The
Sylvan.
The popular saying, blood is thicker than water.
Yeah.
Is another part to that phrase, isn't it? Which means, basically, it means the friends that you make are like your real
found family.
Found family. The people that you're born into, the family you're born into, you're forced with. So you might not like them as people. It's not your fault.
Mm.
Just you're different people to them.
This is all a bit too rational for. Put it to the max.
Yeah.
Fuck. All right.
Should we be parents and kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Why not?
Who wants to be whom?
No, I'll really get on with mum and dad.
Okay.
I'm not really.
I'll be the mum.
This kind of thing. Anyway, I feel like
I'll be whoever.
You can take over. You can be the kid that doesn't.
I'll be the dad.
Yeah.
Let me at it, will you? Oh, stop it! You've had enough this week,
mother.
Johnny Monday.
Mother.
Fucking hell, look what's walking up.
No, shut up, you
God.
Twat.
I hope you had an affair 20 years ago. Right. Bloody do.
I'm fucking up so as well. I don't want to be the spunk out of your cock.
You'll see my spunk out of my cock.
I know, that's why I hate you.
Nice one, Dad. Get him. get him, Dad.
Cheers.
Fuck you.
Cheers,
mad respect, Dad.
Yeah. Cheers, hon.
Yeah. I'm 30 years old and I'm still living in your basement.
You look like a fucking giraffe on steroids.
Kick him when he's down.
We should just lock the basement. Chuck a grenade in first and lock it.
Yeah, what you do that? Set fire to the building while you sleep.
Probably won't even be able to light a match the day.
Yeah, I got like mini matches.
Look
watch
at me.
This.
My name's Sonny.
For the listeners,
all you do is you're playing your Nintendo Wii and you piss yourself.
What you see, you Wii win, Dad.
I'm taking you off the Wi-Fi.
No, don't do it. I don't need that for the Wii.
Right,
I just play. I play Mario Kart on my own.
You leave your mucky balls by the kitchen. You don't clean them.
You eat them. Dirty, sloppy mess.
Wishful thing.
Every night I hear you scuffling around, going, "Oh, where's that dirty mess? I love it."
Don't you think you need a girlfriend?
I'm a boyfriend. You can have either or.
Yeah, you look.
Double your chances. Still won't find anything, you fucking loser.
Yeah, because I got your looks, you twat.
No, you actually adopted. So.
Are you two brother and sister? Because I look inbred, don't I? Look at this twat over here as well.
Leave that out of this.
That's our favourite.
She's married. What are
she's
you?
Married to me.
No, she's not.
We're carrying on the family tradition. You keep telling yourself this.
It was embarrassing. You couldn't go to the wedding for this reason, you did.
We learnt it by watching you two.
Come running down the aisle in your pyjamas saying, "No, she's married to me."
Yeah, and I jumped on her and then we screwed because that's what we do. We screwed in front of the hotel. God.
Just see why we don't like you. 30 grand on a wedding and you fuck it up.
I don't fuck it up. I fuck my sister. For fuck's sake.
So there you go, Sylvain.
What cheeks out there? Happy having her in a while.
Yeah, exactly.
God's
and a
sake.
Boy finally making some sense.
Yeah.
There we go. Hopefully that helped you with the situation you're in. Play that to your parents. I'm sure you'll both hate it and find something in common.
Good luck, Sylvain.
Yes. Yeah. Is it now time for the final question?
It's the final
question. This week's it's a would you rather, but it's a good one.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Would you rather have a bad hand job from your grandmother or a good hand job from your grandmother?
Can I take both?
Try a different hand.
As long as she's tugging.
Imagine after she finishes the bad one.
That wasn't even the good one.
I've got a golden ticket.
So there you go. There's the question. It's out there. Dave, would you rather have a good...
I'd rather enjoy it.
If I'm going to go down...
Come on, the blues.
You don't have to go down.
If this has got to happen, I'd rather enjoy it than not enjoy it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Would you enjoy it, though?
Well, probably not, but...
But no, if it's a good...
It's a good hand job.
You'd always cry the whole way through.
She's put moisturiser on her hands.
Could I ask...
Stephen.
How...
Just a question.
No. You didn't have to ask it.
I guess the question is...
Enjoy.
Well, what's the question?
Obviously, I know, but would she enjoy it in this question? Does she enjoy it?
Oh, man.
I don't think so. Having as bad a time as I am.
Her experience is the same either way, isn't it?
Yeah, okay.
Still
yeah.
just doing that.
Oh. How did we get into this situation?
Well, based on the last role play.
I was able to detach myself from that completely.
This is
you're
too
very
real.
Much attached, yeah. So, good hand job, bad hand job.
I'm going to go with Dave on this one.
Good hand job.
I'd rather enjoy it.
Could you say the phrase, please?
I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it, Stephen.
Look into the camera
Granny.
And do it.
Not going to say it. Play your sick game. What would you do, Stephen?
My logic is, if it's a bad hand job, don't even finish.
I'm not. Yeah, if it's bad, I mean,
it's going to be my final
to say
one
that
anyway,
you know, you don't come.
That's not a bad hand job.
You're putting that on the table. That's a different thing, isn't it?
Well, no. I think a bad hand job is one where you don't come.
If you have to finish,
then yes.
Yeah.
Okay. If you change it to it's bad, but you have to finish.
But so yeah, you're going to come either way. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good then.
Think of her arthritis, you know.
Yeah. I'm choosing to not think
or
about
Parkinson's.
It too much at all.
Yeah.
My grandma's quite fit though. I don't want to say I'm joking.
And I've fit friends
nasty.
As well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a tough one. I think bad because you don't want to look back on it with any sort of...
Enjoyment.
Yeah, true.
That's where
you just
I
want
am.
To go
true.
Through like, okay, that was awful.
The worst bit is, whilst it was happening, you just went, no, I'll do it like last time.
Oh. You just like your father.
Oh. That's too far.
Get out. Get out.
That is... I'm going to say that's incest right there.
Yeah.
This right. was playful comedy.
Freak.
Yeah.
Freak.
Anyway, I'm confident this has been a shit show.
Hey.
Thank you. I've been joined by David Rees.
Yes.
Oh, no clapping.
Max Smith.
Zoned out.
Tom Looney.
Looney.
Stay safe. Stay humble.
And ciao.
And,
I was confident.
Ciao.